Aaron Marin is visiting Alaska this week to promote a law that provides age-appropriate sexual abuse education to children in public schools. Aaron's law, named after the 29-year-old from Illinois, has passed in 11 states and is pending in 26 others, including Alaska. A warning to listeners, this story deals frankly with sexual abuse and rape. KYUK's Daisha Eaton reports.
A neighbor began sexually abusing Aaron Marin when she was just 6 years old.
I was abused from ages 6 to 8.5, repeatedly abused by the neighbor up the street who was my best friend's uncle that lived in the home. And what started off as fondling turned to rape as a 6.5-year-old. And like I said, didn't know how to speak up and tell. And we moved only to wake up at age 11. To now a family member sexually abusing me, and that continued until I was 13.
Marin finally told a trusted adult after she found out her little sister was also being sexually abused by the same family member. When she was 25, she made it her mission to give kids the voice she never had as a child, campaigning for Aaron's Law. The law requires age-appropriate child sexual abuse training in grades K through 12 in public schools. It passed in Illinois in 2013. She says it's important in every state because of national statistics that show that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys are sexually abused.
In America alone, there are 42 million survivors of childhood sexual abuse. 3 million of those are kids.
But only 1 in 10 tells their story, Marin says. In Alaska, experts say the percentage of children who are sexually abused is likely higher than in other states. Nearly 2,000 children were reportedly sexually abused in Alaska in 2013. State Representative Garen Tarr, who represents the neighborhoods of Airport Heights, Russian Jack, and Mountain View in Anchorage, is sponsoring House Bill 233, the Alaska version of Aaron's Law, to try to change those numbers. A constituent brought the law to Tarr's attention while she was working on issues related to family health and safe communities, and she realized it could help stop the persistent problem of sexual abuse in Alaska.
Our rates put us in the top 5 for child sexual abuse, and it's such a life-changing and devastating problem that I became very motivated to work on this issue and look into opportunities where we could protect children and prevent that next generation of children from experiencing child sexual abuse.
House Bill 233 would empower children to speak up if something inappropriate happens, Tarr says, and train teachers and trusted adults to recognize signs that a child is being abused, as well as help children out of unsafe situations. Tarr says the law could be a game changer because the training would reach more than 90% of Alaska's youth who attend public schools and the adults who spend a lot of time with them.
This is an opportunity to really try and get in on the prevention side of the equation and try to break that cycle and intervene at a time where you can more successfully prevent it from happening again.
House Bill 233 has been referred to the House Education Committee, where Wasilla Representative Lynn Gaddis is chair. She says she believes the bill would be a step toward grappling with a difficult problem that's hurting Alaska's kids.
What we're saying is, first of all, raise your hand and say Alaska's got a problem. Number two, how are we going to fix that problem? Is this going to be part of how we're going to fix that problem?
Marin says she hopes so, and she hopes Alaska will be the next state to commit to Aaron's Law. Marin will be in Anchorage talking about her law on Tuesday and Wednesday, and in Juneau at the end of the week, where she hopes to meet with Governor Sean Parnell and legislators. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.